Peter Riok, Airshow Operations Manager. We are celebrating an anniversary of NATO, which is 70 years this year. You mentioned some of the aircraft that are coming in from air forces around the European countries.
Yes, that's correct. We've been blessed this year. We've got a number of NATO air arms already confirmed, and we're in talks of a number more to get aircraft to the show. So amongst those, we've got the Czech Republic, who are sending Saab Gripen and L-159 Alkas for the flying display. The first time they've been seen here at Cosford, which will be exciting for our visitors. Likewise, the German Navy is sending a P-3 Orion. We've got the Royal Danish Air Force with their display team called Baby Blue. And a fair few others were in discussion. We've got the Swiss Air Force as well, their Hornet. We last saw that here in 2015. It was one of the stars of the show then. So we're looking forward to getting those back. So I think for visitors, the NATO theme, both in the air, is going to be really spectacular. But on the ground, we're going to be parking all the NATO aircraft that are coming into the show together, as well as RAF aircraft that have participated in NATO conflicts, like the Jaguars and Tornadoes that we have here at Cosford. They'll be parked there to showcase the roles they've played on NATO peacekeeping operations, such as those over Kosovo.
Operations manager, where did it all start for you with the air show?
Well, it's a bit of a long story. I've been involved with the air show since...
We've got a few minutes.
Well, I got involved with the air show in 2013, initially as a volunteer, and I looked after the Cosford Club enclosure. From that, I assisted the then operations manager, the air ops assistant, and then in 2015, I became a full-time employee. So since then, I've been heading up air ops, been the operations manager for the 2017 show and since. So it's really great for me. It's a bit of a busman's holiday because I like aircraft. So it's nice when I can sort of network with the Foreign Air Force to get the exciting aircraft here, because it's the aircraft that I'd want to see. So hopefully our 50,000 visitors enjoy seeing those jets as well.
Didn't plan on joining the RAF then?
I thought when I was younger there was going to be an aircraft of my name under the cockpit. I wanted to be a pylot, but unfortunately I wear glasses.
Yeah, on the side of a typhoon.
Yeah, so I wear glasses, so that kind of steered that way. And then I was kind of lucky, while I was at university, I studied aviation management. I was lucky to sort of fall into helping out at Cosford, and then it's become a career for me, which is really exciting.
Fantastic stuff. RAF Cosford Air Show, I mean, it's been a great success story over the years. I mean, obviously we've celebrated 80 years of RAF Cosford, but I mean, it's still very much part of the sort of the, if you like, the whole essence and ethos of RAF in terms of the RAF generally.
Yes, Cosford is home of RAF engineering, so a huge proportion of the RAF come through here on training, whether that's airmen to be engineering officers, and the other schools here, Defence School of Photography, and the RAF physical training instructors are all taught here. So it's a really busy air base. The airfield might be smaller than most, but the output the station delivers, and it's now the only opportunity, it's the only Royal Air Force air show. So to let the public for one day a year open the gates and say, hey, this is what your Air Force does for you, this is what an RAF base looks like, you know, sit in the Jaguars that we have here, look around the hangars, see the flying displays, it's a unique opportunity for Shropshire.
June the 9th it all starts.
It does, Sunday 9th of June, tickets in advance only. So yeah, get your tickets soon.
Good luck.
Thank you.